You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, you guys.
There is something going on here that you don't really see. And the way you don't see it, the filter that you're looking through is this perception of reality that you all have. Each of you have a unique perception of reality. Each of you have your own unique set of beliefs. Some of those beliefs are what we would say slightly limiting, a tiny bit limiting, but most of your beliefs are highly beneficial. You live in a time and place in this human culture where your beliefs are more malleable than ever before. The beliefs are what inform your vibration. And we will not say that beliefs create the vibration. The thoughts you think, how you feel, your approach to life, your attitude, the experiences you've had, your desires, your relationship to your inner self, all of that goes into your vibration. But the thing you have direct control over more than anything else are those set of beliefs. Now, think about the beliefs of someone who lived, let's say, 1,000 years ago. What was the average person's life like? What could they perceive themselves to be doing? And so you can see back in those days that the average person had a very limited belief structure. And so their life was a creation based on those beliefs. Now, a few of the people living 1,000 years ago had open beliefs, and those people went on to create amazing things. They went on to create new philosophies, new music, new art. And then think about the person who lived 100 years ago. Wherever you're living now, think about the average person living 100 years ago. Obviously, those beliefs were more expanded than the beliefs of someone living 1,000 years ago, but they're not nearly as expanded as the beliefs that you hold now. Your set of beliefs are far more beneficial on average than the average person living 100 years ago. Now, think of the person living 100 years from now. How will their beliefs be? Well, in this progression of humans from fear to love, those beliefs will be based more in love. They will understand more about what they're capable of, more about their limitless nature. They will expect more for themselves. They will have a different opinion of what normal life is like. They'll have a different expectation for what they can live. You see how the beliefs shape your reality. And so if you can open up the beliefs to the possibility that you are actually a magnificent and limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, if you can see yourself from that perspective, well, then your entire reality must change. Because what you expect based on the beliefs that you hold will come true for you. This is how this universe is set up. This is the design of the system. Anything that you can perceive of yourself will be reflected back into your reality. And so the broader and more open and more love-based and less fear-based your overall set of beliefs are, the more love-based life you will live. Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to manifest all the things you think you want. Because in that desire to manifest what you think you want, you bring in some fear, some limitation. Many of your self-created desires are based in the lack or the perceived lack of what you perceive is missing in your life, or in order to make you whole or make you worthy or validate your experience. And this is not necessary. In fact, it's limiting. And so if you could give up these self-made human desires and accept that whatever you experience will be for your highest good in this journey of self-discovery, it'll be matching those intentions you set prior to your birth, which if as those intentions manifest into your reality, you will feel more joy, more freedom, more abundance, more vitality, more energy, more excitement, more exhilaration, more able to move past fear, more able to overcome any obstacle, more worthy in who you are right now, less needing to be like others, less needing others to like, love, or respect you. You see, if you can give all that, then you can move forward in joy to discover who you truly are. However, in moving forward, you are thinking about the future. And as you are existing right now in this state of being, which for some of you is the highest state of being you have ever existed in, you say, I do not want to lose what I have now. What I have in my life now is valuable. And so I must hold on to that now. And so in loving what you have now and appreciating your life now, you have some fear that the future will not be as good as it is now, or that something bad might happen in the future. Because you think back to a time in your past where maybe it was unpleasant, but those were manifestation events or an experience based on a more limited version of you with more limited beliefs. As your beliefs are expanding, you're enjoying life more now. But remember, as your beliefs continue to expand, and as you see yourself from a higher perspective, your future can only unfold in more wonderful ways. So there is nothing to hold on to now. We say give up this attachment to what you have now and allow for the fulfillment of desires beyond your wildest dreams. Allow for the magnificence of you to come through and the reality to reflect who you truly are. If you can do that, then there are things waiting for you that are beyond your imagination. Having the faith that who you are is ultimately this being of pure positive love and acceptance, and what comes to you must match that beingness. You are no longer a being of fear. You are a being of love. You're living in a environment based in love. Everything that comes to you is based in love. Everything that comes to you has information for you. And if you can start living with the expectation of more information coming that will allow you to modify your belief system even further, stretching and stretching it, seeing yourself doing more things, doing more incredible things, knowing nothing is beyond your limitless nature, knowing that anything is possible, knowing that you don't have to plan it out. You don't have to make goals. You don't have to assume anything is going to happen. You can just allow it to happen. And how you allow it to happen is understanding who you are in this moment. In this moment, you exist as a vibrational being with attachments to the past, hopes for the future, worries about the future, regrets about the past, and in the present, you are distracted. You are distracted. How's it all going to work out? You want to know how it's going to work out. And we say, leave all that alone. Live in each moment that you're in, fully, fully present, fully paying attention, fully understanding what's going on with other people, fully understanding how things are shaping around you to bring you what you truly need in this moment of exploration to discover who you are and who are you. Who are you? Think of the highest possibility of who you are. Think of all that is that has ever existed before you and who all those people were. Think of all the people who are coming. Think of all the people who are here now listening to this and who will ever listen to this. Think about who you are. You are Source. You cannot be less than Source. You are pure love. Anything is available to Source, which means anything is available to you. You are no different in any way, except you are living with the illusion that you are less than Source. If you can wipe away, dismantle, evaporate that illusion, then your life will unfold in the most spectacular way that you could ever imagine. And with that, we would like to know what you imagine. Who would like to start?
I'd like to start. Okay, you can go. Go ahead, Trace.
Just real quickly, what do I imagine? Was that the question? So I can imagine myself, or I would like to imagine myself, being that person that you talk about, Joshua, living in the moment, thinking all the time, every moment, who I am, a part of Source, this limitless being, a pure positive love and acceptance. But as a human, my gosh, it's so hard to not think about the future and what I want and, you know, material things. And I keep hearing you say over and over, don't think about the past. Don't think about ever losing anything, whether it's my phone or my house or my whatever it is. How, you know, how do we practice that every day, every moment, focusing on just who we are and focusing on inspiration? Gosh, is it not hard for all of you to do?
It's so hard. Let's imagine a time in your life when you had a very limited perspective, when you thought things were difficult, when you thought things were happening to you. Think about that time in your life when your beliefs were more rigid, when you weren't thinking the way you're thinking now, when you were worried about so many things. Think about that. Now think about who you are now and compare yourself to the earlier version of you. Haven't you grown since then?
Oh, yes.
And so the earlier version of you was primarily doing what?
Controlling.
And a current version of you is primarily doing what?
Allowing, accepting.
And so as you allow more, control less, you move naturally. Now, the prior version of you was living more in fear or love than the current version of you. Was it more fear?
It was more fear, more fear.
And so as you live in more love in this moment, without worrying about past or future, but in this moment, living in more love, you attract more love. Now, if you attracted more love, would that be a better future or a worse future than you enjoy now?
Better.
And so do you need to know what's coming?
No.
And so why do you obsess so much with how things are shaping up? Why can't you just simply allow them to be, knowing that you have already traveled a path from fear to love, and you are becoming more love in each moment of your life? Going forward will only bring more love. Now, if things change completely, and you lose everything, and you're living in far more love, what will that future look like?
More love and more joy.
You can't imagine what it will look like, because you say, without the things that are in my life now, I'm sure I'll feel miserable. I'll feel negative emotion. Yet that's not true at all, is it?
No.
Because you know where you've been before, you know where you are now, and if you relax around the shape shifting that will be going on in all of your lives as they have gone on before, you are not living the exact same existence a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You are living in more love in each day. You are paying attention to your thoughts and your beliefs. You are processing them. You are doing the work. You are seeing yourself from a higher perspective. You are allowing for the unfolding of what's to come, knowing that what has come has been wonderful, and that what will continue to come will be even more wonderful. And so, if you relax about the past and relax about the future and pay attention to the moment you're in, feeling the love, seeing yourself as love, seeing yourself more and more as Source every moment, seeing clearly what's going on around you, what's going on with the people, understanding that they are going through fears of their own, that they have a limited belief system of their own, that this is the life they are creating. It's their perfect journey of self-discovering. You are an example of alignment, but you are not the creator of their reality. And so you can allow them to be. You can allow everyone to be as they are, realizing they revolve around you like satellites to show you how you're being, where your vibration is. You can understand when the negative emotion comes in, you're feeling an illusion of danger, and your inner self is saying, no, everything's going perfectly. You're just looking at it from a limited perspective. Raise your perspective, alter your limiting belief, and you'll see it clearly as we are seeing it clearly. There's nothing wrong going on here, not with you, not with anyone else. It is all happening perfectly. as you understand this, as you pay attention to this guiding philosophy, that your beliefs are getting broader, that you don't have to hold on to any self-imposed limitations, that you can literally be, have, and do, that you take inspiration from those you admire, and you understand the limitations of those around you who say, you can't have this, you can't do that, you aren't good enough, you'll never make it. When you understand that the limited things that might be said or perceived by others are based in their perception of reality and have nothing to do with you, mm-hmm. as you can see in others who have already bridged that gap to understand who they truly are, you can gain some benefit of their example of alignment, and you can strive to be more and more based in love yourself, and then you can see what has happened. You can say, it all has worked out. It's all worked out better than I could imagine. And now I find myself here excited about the future and not worried about the future or holding on to anything in the moment.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with the past and all that stuff and losing stuff. I don't really feel fear about that. It's that thinking about the future that I have to, you know, rein in on and just, you know, get back to the moment and focus on that, because it's always the future. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. How's it going to happen? Oh, stop it. Stop it.
You think you want to do certain things.
I know.
And yet the universe may have planned for you something greater.
Yeah.
And so you say, I can relax my idea of the future in the knowing that I can't possibly understand how it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. And that as I base this moment in love, I know the future will unfold in love, because right. the universe has it all worked out. And I don't have to do anything myself other than to maintain my own alignment and to enjoy the view of the day.
It's fantastic. Thank you, Joshua.
Excellent. Who's next?
Okay. So just to piggyback and expand on that, there's something that resonated with me, I think, from one of the last calls around choosing, being aware. Now, actually, from the work this week, a statement about, we seem to only want to go after limiting beliefs, when they're really big. Like, that's when we notice them the most, is when, oh my God, like all hell breaks loose. And to be aware of the smaller, subtle ones. And so this week around money, I was kind of scanning, because I find right now I'm not having these major manifestation events, knock on wood. But I had this thought, like, around money. So a while ago, I started making sure that I put in a spreadsheet what was in my bank account, what was supposed to come out, what was going to come in, and I would go back and manage it so that I could control conditions of defaulting on a payment or not having enough money, especially right now without a job. But what was so brilliant was to actually see, oh my gosh, this is exactly what Josh was talking about when trying to control conditions, instead of trusting that I'll be inspired to maybe look when I look, or, you know, I guess I wanted to kind of put this to you, Joshua, to see whether is that how Source would view something like this.
So imagine the limiting belief that money has to come in a certain way.
Yeah.
Imagine the truth of abundance, that whatever you need to do whatever you need will come to you whenever you need it. One is a limitless idea, and one is a limiting idea. One is a limitless belief system, and one is a limiting belief system. And so if you have to know where the money's coming from, then that means that you can't do anything more than what the money will allow, unless you go on a crazy leap of faith. And yet those leap of faith are the things that are the desires and the inspiration that you receive while being in alignment. And so you receive this inspiration to take a leap of faith, not knowing where things are going to come from, But the inspiration is so intense that you have to do it. And as you do it, it always works out. It always works out. Yet you want to look before you leap, which is the control of the conditions, what a victim would do. Mm-hmm. You literally could walk across the street, never looking, never worrying about it, and nothing would ever happen to you if you had this knowledge, but with the fear and the limited belief that you must be careful crossing the street, well, then you say, the universe doesn't know what it's doing. I have to be in control of that. And yet, if you think about the universe and how expansive that is with all the planets and galaxies, more than you can ever imagine, and here you are living a life on Earth in this little period of time of about 100 years, and you say, I'm in control of all this. That doesn't really make sense, does it? And it is a limiting way to look at your life. And so we say, imagine now that there's something greater going on there, that you literally can be anything, do anything, and have anything you want, as long as you have the belief system that applies to that, that makes sense for that, that gives you the expectation of that. And this is how you're moving right now. You see, it makes no sense to you that you could control the entire universe. And it makes no sense to you that you could even control your entire life. And it makes no sense to you that you could even control your income through a spreadsheet. You see, as you cast away these mechanisms of control, allowing for what to be will be, knowing that if it comes to you, it's for you, knowing that you're here as a powerful being that can leverage these powers of the universe to bring you everything that you intended prior to your birth. And those intentions are very strong. The intention to love and accept yourself, all others, and the conditions, the intention to experience true abundance and true freedom, not lack and limitation, the intention to expand in joy, not in suffering, and the intention to discover something more specific about this reality, maybe your life's purpose, maybe your soul's purpose, maybe your passions, whatever that is. If you allowed for those intentions to flow through without needing to protect yourself, without worrying about the future or the past, without having to control anything, which would be a more magnificent life? The life on the edge, not knowing, but doing what you're inspired to do, and having full faith that the universe will bring you everything you need. Now, in your manifestation events, certainly those bring up the limiting beliefs that you could process right now. But all resistance is based in a limiting belief. And the resistance that you face in any moment where you notice it is the resistance that you can unravel, unpack, peel away, work on, reduce the intensity of. You see, if you have a slight resistant thought, I should be next in line. I should have taken that line. I should have picked that milk. I hope I didn't pick the wrong milk. All these little tiny resistant thoughts, if you can say, I'm going to take a leap of faith. I'm going to just pop into whatever line that comes to me. I'm going to take the first container of milk. I'm not going to look at the eggs to see if they're broken. I'm going to trust that I'm guided to the eggs that are best for me. And if there's a broken one in there, that's good for me. That isn't a mistake, you see. It shows me that I don't need 12 eggs, that 11 eggs are fine, that I'll always have enough eggs, you see. And so as you go from a limited perspective of life, a limited belief system, to a more expanded belief system, you move into a more expansive, less limited life. And you don't have to do it all at once. You can do it little by little by little. But just understanding the mechanism, well, that gives you so much more, because that the understanding of the mechanism alters your belief, makes your set of beliefs more expansive, more based in love. And as you're more based in love, you can expect more experiences based in love. And you'll start to see it and recognize it and notice the synchronicities and notice when things are working out for you. And you can have confidence moving forward and trust more and trust more and trust more.
Joshua, could I ask further about the egg analogy? Because I think that was that sort of made me laugh a little bit. you know, you go to the store and many people check the eggs, and if you see that there's a broken egg, the preference is to find the dozen that are perfect.
And what is that preference based on?
The wanting to have 12 perfect eggs.
Why? Are there 12 people at home waiting for 12 eggs? Do you really care? In your lifetime, how many eggs have you bought?
Thousands.
And right. Would it ever have mattered if one or two of those were broken? It would never have mattered. Yet you act like a victim saying, I have to make sure to take care of myself. But in the scheme of things, does it matter if you lose $20? Does it matter if you lose some change out of your pockets? Does any of that matter? Is any of that, do you have to make sure that you keep every nickel in your pocket and bring it and put it into a specific place and make sure that that doesn't get lost so that you will not lose a nickel? None of this matters. And this is just the little stuff. None of the big stuff matters either.
Right.
But it is your approach to life. It is informing your vibration. It is saying to the universe, I am a victim. I must protect myself from danger. I must make sure I'm not taken advantage of. I must make sure that I control all my conditions. Instead, if you had this attitude, that I will be guided to the proper container of X for me. And I will be guided to the money, the flow of money that's proper for the life that I'm living. And that I never have to worry about any of these things. Nothing. But as you worry about little things like that, it informs your vibration. And then you put yourself into the category of victim. Now imagine the difference between a king and a pauper. The pauper would have to make sure that each egg was perfectly there. And the king wouldn't care, because the king isn't limited in the same way that the pauper is limited. The king's limited in other ways, for sure, but not the same way that the pauper is limited. And so, do you want to have the belief system of the abundant or the belief system of the limited and the lack-based? And even when this is such a small thing, but yet it is ingrained in your society, and it's ingrained, and people would say, naturally, that's what you would do. Naturally, in this society, this is what we do. We protect ourselves from danger. We make sure that we get the best deal. We make sure that we negotiate the best price. We make sure that we're not taken advantage of in any situation, because we are controlling our own abundance. We are controlling our own reality.
Joshua, and that's the same as locking the doors and windows at night. It's the exact same situation. The victim is going to lock.
It is the same as jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. If you had faith and strong inspiration, and you knew that nothing could happen to you, you would jump out of that plane without a parachute. However, you have certain limiting beliefs that will never be dialed down enough that you could jump out of a plane without a parachute. And so you can make that leap easier with the parachute. You can push past your fears easier with the parachute. You can sleep easier with the doors locked, knowing that no one has ever tried to open those doors. No one has ever, in the history of your life, ever tried to come in those doors. But does it help you sleep? Excellent. Then why not? Are you being a victim? You are sleeping easier. You don't have to consider yourself a victim in that. If you leave one door unlocked, does anything ever happen? Have you ever done that before? Have you ever left your purse somewhere, left a door unlocked, left the keys in your car, and nothing ever happened? Even if it did happen, did it turn out bad? No. It all worked out. So yes, if it makes you feel comfortable, you can do certain things. But just think about who you're being as you do them.
Can I just ask on the, it's Catherine, I want to ask on the back of Tracy's question. I understand all of this from an intellectual point of view, and it's resonating completely and utterly.
It's resonating because you're remembering it.
Okay.
You've known all this stuff. It makes sense to you. And the difference between it resonating with you and you living it is your belief system. And your belief system is in your power. And you're learning how to modulate, to mix the intensities of the beliefs, to raise the intensity of beneficial beliefs and lower the intensity of limiting beliefs, push past fear. Yeah. You're learning that now. But yet you're saying it's difficult to integrate it.
Yes.
And this is why you are in a process right now. This is why you are working on a program, that you're doing the work, that you're writing it out. And it is all about the connection between you and your inner self, between you and source, and between you and your belief system, realizing that you're source. If you realized you were source right now, you would know internally at a deep level that you can be, have, and do anything in this reality. And so if you don't know that, it's simply because you're not understanding that you're source right now. And as you realize your source, which means look at yourself from a higher perspective every day, as you realize who you are, who you truly are, more and more and more each day by doing the work that you're doing, you will come to see yourself from a new perspective. Maybe that's in 8 weeks, maybe that's in 16 weeks, maybe that's in 3 months, who knows? Maybe that's in a year, who knows? Maybe that's in 5 years, who knows? Maybe that's in 50 years, who knows? Maybe that's in 50 lifetimes, who knows? But each day you see yourself from a higher and higher perspective, you change your vibration.
I guess that the things that I just want to get some kind of like discussion over is this kind of a day-to-day thing. So the interactions, for example, with people on the street or in the shop, or even the egg scenario where, you know, do you go back and get a full dozen of eggs if you know one's broken? Or if I see somebody, and this is where I have constant sort of conflict, do I say something or do I not say something? Do I go with the flow and not say anything? If someone throws a plastic bottle on the road and there's littering, what do, like my previous self would say, excuse me, you know, that's littering. Do you mind?
Excuse me, I would like to control the conditions of this universe.
So in those situations, do I just say nothing when I see these things happening?
You go home, you get in your notebook, and you write down what your limiting belief is. My limiting belief is that other people are creating in my reality. The truth of the matter is that the universe orchestrated and influenced and inspired you to be at that point, the other person to be at that point, and inspired the other person to throw out whatever it was and inspired you to notice it. Now, if you didn't have the limiting belief, you couldn't see that as a bad thing. One, it would never come to you. You would never witness it. It would never be part of your reality. It would have no purpose, and therefore it wouldn't come to you. It can only come to you because it has a purpose. The purpose is for you to be who you must be. You have to process your limiting beliefs because these limiting beliefs are limiting who you can be. But you set an intention to be something much, much, much greater. And you also set an intention to adopt a whole bunch of limiting beliefs. But you knew that you would work through those limiting beliefs, that you would come to a place of new understanding, that you would change your belief system, that you would make them broader, that you would eventually find a way, any way, to become who you are. And do you think that you are finding a way to become who you truly are? Or do you think that you're always going to be trapped in those limiting beliefs?
Well, I hope not.
Well, you are here now. Isn't that proof to you? How did you get here? How is that even possible? You had to have allowed yourself enough leeway, enough guidance to get here now so that you could get into a course where you could learn how to process your limiting beliefs. So the limiting belief is other people create my reality. The truth is you create your own reality. You see.
So I wouldn't see somebody, to take it up a notch again, I wouldn't see if some kid is knocking over an old lady on the street. I wouldn't see that if I was in a higher vibration.
No, if you didn't have the limiting belief. You see, imagine being a being of love. Imagine being source. Imagine being source itself. Imagine source seeing a irresponsible child on a bicycle knock over an old lady. Mm-hmm. Source would be joyous at this event because the event was created by the universe for the purpose of the kid and of the old lady and the expansion of all those who witnessed it. It was an event created by the universe. And source, full of love, no limiting beliefs, no limitations whatsoever, would see this from a different perspective than you would see it from. You see it from a limited perspective, saying, yeah, this is wrong. That should never have happened. But how could you say that the universe could get anything wrong? How could you say that you're the one who should control the entire universe?
Okay, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So without that limiting belief, you could still perceive it in a very high vibration, yet you would have no negative emotion. Your illusion is that something wrong is happening. Your inner self is sending you a negative emotion to let you know that you're viewing this scenario from a limited perspective, and you have an illusion of danger for yourself. Not for the old lady, not for the kid, not for anyone else. It's your own illusion of danger. What would happen if this happened to me? I see this bad thing happening, and I don't want it to happen to me. So in order to control it and protect myself so it doesn't happen to me, I must make sure it doesn't happen to anyone else as well. You think that you're helping the old lady, but really you're trying to protect yourself from danger. And so you're living in pure fear. And a life lived in pure fear is going to feel very bad. A life lived in pure love, where you can be excited about this event occurring with no fear whatsoever, understanding it completely from a higher perspective, that it's all working out for the benefit of everyone. And there is nothing wrong going on anywhere in the universe. That everything is right. That everything is right. If you can see it from that perspective, then you will live a life of joy, bliss, abundance, and freedom, which is what you intended to live. The reason that anyone is not living the highest excitement of life, the highest fulfillment of life, the highest satisfaction of life, is because they're resisting the perfection of what is. Only because they're perceiving themselves as a victim, and they're trying to protect themselves from victimization.
Thank you.
Hi, Champion. Hi, Joshua. I have a question regarding the question of abundance once again. I'm wondering how the idea of financial assets ties into all of this. Is this a device to feel more secure, more flexible? Is this connected with a limiting belief?
Do you have financial assets?
Not as much as I would like to have.
Do you have any financial assets?
Yes.
Do they give you a feeling of security?
Yes.
Good. Then it works. Good. But they came as a result of your feeling of security. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They didn't come to make you feel secure because nothing outside of you could make you feel secure. Now, if you felt highly insecure in general, then you would very much worry about the volatility of the value of those assets. And you would focus on that over and over, and it would cause you to feel great fear and less security. It would highlight the fact that you're insecure financially and that you would always worry about the fluctuations in value or even the disappearance of those financial assets altogether. What happens if the markets collapse? What happens if the government collapses? What happens if the economy and jobs and all these things fall apart? Well, how long can I live on those assets? Blah, 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 blah. You see, it starts with a feeling of security. I will always be taken care of. in this reality by a loving and supportive universe. Or you could say, I always have to protect myself, and I always have to make sure there are no cracks in any of the eggs, and that all my nickels are counted and put into my spreadsheet. One is a basis of faith and love and trust, and one is a basis of insecurity. Now, since you are the creator of your reality, you are creating based on what you think about these subjects and how you feel about the world around you and how you feel about yourself navigating that world and how you think that you can or cannot do things and how you perceive other people as being able to do things or not do things compared to you, you see. And so you will nitpick away at every little other aspect of yourself, of the world around you, of your past, of your future, and you will not be in the present moment, and you will not be in alignment, and you will not receive inspiration, and you will not act as you intended to act. You will not push past fear, you'll succumb to fear, and you will live a safe, small life with very little meaning and no satisfaction. So you choose the life you want to live because you can choose your beliefs. And you can choose how you respond to every little thing. And so in a time of resistance about anything, you can process it. And you can say, why am I resisting this thing? What is it in there that makes me feel fear? Why am I perceiving an illusion of reality? How come I'm not fully leaning into the situation? Why am I resisting it? I know it's for me. It's coming for me. Why am I automatically resisting it? Well, there's a limiting belief I can look at. Is this belief true? Can I prove that it's false? All limiting beliefs are false. Where can I find evidence that this is false? Have I ever needed financial assets? When I was a baby, did I have any financial assets? No. Everything worked out properly. Everything worked out in my kindergarten years, in my elementary school years, in my high school years, in my college years, in my young adult years, in my mid-30s. Everything worked out. Oh, and so now I have some financial assets to protect for my future of old age where I'm infirmed and I can't do anything and I can't work and I can't bring in an income anymore because I'll be old. And so I can't have a job. And so I'll live on the welfare of the state and I'll live in a small apartment all by myself. Is that true? Is that true for you? Or is it true for the vast majority of people who have limiting beliefs? But not for the majority of people who have highly beneficial beliefs. You do not have to protect for anything. You do not have to save your nuts like a squirrel. You can live in each moment and you will be guided to receive whatever you need when you need it.
Great, thank you.
Excellent. Who else would like to go?
Hi, Joshua, this is Melissa. So I do realize that the only thing standing between who I am now and the version I imagine myself to be is my own limiting beliefs, of course. I'm just wondering if you can give me some clarity around, you know, stepping fully into the role of a spiritual leader and teacher. I've known that for a while, for many years, that's who I am. Through these boot camps, of course, that's begun to be more and more clear. And I'm wondering if it's just about worthiness or if there's anything more specific.
How do you perceive yourself now? As a preeminent spiritual leader and teacher, or as a school teacher?
As a school teacher who pays the bills with that job and wanting to be a preeminent spiritual leader and teacher.
Are you a preeminent school teacher? Walk into that school, fully expect that there'll be children in the seat, and you'll be doing this job all day long, all year long. You are totally believing that you can do that.
Yes.
You have no wobble in that. You are completely comfortable in that. Now, what's the difference between that version of Melissa and the version of Melissa that is in a group of 100 adults leading a course of some incredible information, becoming an example of alignment, having people follow every word? What is the difference between the two? We would say the comfort level.
Yeah.
So how does one become comfortable being a school teacher?
Practice.
Well, how did you become comfortable? Were you comfortable being a school teacher when you were 10 years old?
No.
Were you comfortable when you were in 12th grade?
No.
Were you comfortable after you graduated college?
A little bit more.
And were you comfortable after your first year of teaching?
Yes.
Were you comfortable the first day of teaching?
No.
Why did you do it? How did you get yourself in there?
Just a certain level of confidence, I guess.
Did you have any experience or any being in a schoolroom before you were the teacher?
Well, yeah, as the student.
Exactly. So that environment was familiar.
Right.
But you have the, you know exactly what it's like to be in a room full of students learning about something more spiritual, something more leading edge.
Yeah.
You were getting comfortable with that. This is what you're doing right now.
Right.
Eventually you will be somewhere where you will, do you ever talk to any of your friends about this stuff?
Yes.
Or do you ever post anything on Facebook that is of that? Are you making your way through it?
Yeah.
And so at some point you will be comfortable with it. Now, what's the difference between your set of beliefs now and your set of beliefs after being a preeminent spiritual leader and teacher for 15 years? What's the difference?
I guess confidence and just, you know, owning it.
You will have a completely different perspective of who you are.
Right.
You will have a completely different set of beliefs. And so your reality will form around your set of beliefs. Now, you could launch yourself to that set of beliefs right now. You could create that reality in this second. You could. But then you would rob yourself of the delicious journey from where you are now to where you'll be in 15 years, you see. And you would not want to rob yourself of that journey, because the only reason to become a preeminent spiritual leader and teacher is not for anyone else, it's for you. And you don't want to miss any day of that, because that's your exploration that you intended prior to your birth. This is why you're here. This is why all of you are here. There's some exploration that you intended that's a little more specific. And so you thought prior to your birth, what if I came in as a light worker? What if I came in as a spiritual leader and teacher? That would be interesting in this time of awakening. I wonder what interesting limiting beliefs I'll adopt. I wonder what talents I'll adopt. I wonder where's the best place to be born and who are the best parents? And what's the best time to be born? And so you set all those intentions. You were born in that place. You became Melissa. You had noticed you had this desire to teach. That desire came forth in an old approach to life, because it made sense, but you kept searching, kept seeking, kept finding new information. You were led by your interests to find your passions, and you're perfectly along your line to become who you intended to be. You are not held back by your limiting beliefs. You get to process them. And you say, if I didn't have any limiting beliefs, then I would be who I intended to be instantly, and I wouldn't have to go through any of the manifestation events to get there. And we say you absolutely wanted to go through those manifestation events, but you wanted to do it in joy and curiosity, saying, oh, why am I resisting this? Oh, I have a little self-doubt. I have a little unworthiness issue. Isn't that interesting? Why do I have these issues? Oh, because this is how I was raised, and this is the system I was born into, and these events occurred in my past. I get that now. They're not true. I can prove them not true. And so let's go along. Let's see what happens. Let's see what I'm interested in. Oh, I have this inspiration to do something. Oh, I can't do that. That's crazy. That's too much. I don't have the money for that. I can't quit my job. I can't do any of these things, right? And you say, I'm going to do it anyway. And then you fail. And then you have to start over and try it again and fail again, start over and try it again. And every time you do it, you see yourself from a higher perspective. And are you ever failing? Of course not. That's not a failure. It's an experience. And that experience allows you. But it's also the experience of not pushing past fear to do what you're inspired to do. Realizing that there are certain things you will not do at this stage in your life because of these limiting beliefs. Now, your choice is not to do them, or to not to do them and do you process your limiting beliefs. You see? But you know more than most people, and you can see it from your perspective. They can't see it. They say, if I have fear of doing something, I will not do it, nor will I look to a limiting belief. They will say, that's just not me. That's just not who I am. And they will be denying who they are and denying it and actually getting attached to their limitations and then casting blame outside them and then trying to control the conditions and then blaming everyone else for the fear that they're feeling instead of realizing it. It's just the dissonance between who they intended to be and who they're allowing themselves to be now. And as they stay in that resistance, well, they leave smaller and smaller lives, and they build up more and more intense conflict within, and they just go around in circles, exploring who they are not. You get to explore who you are. You know what a manifestation event is. You know what your negative emotion means. You know what this all is. You don't have to do anything you want to do as long as you're processing your limiting beliefs, you see. There will always be some fears that you will not push through, and that's okay as long as you process them, because one day you will push through them. One day you will have confidence. One day it will be no big deal. One day you'll have some faith in the universe for once. You'll see it more clearly. You'll realize if it's coming to you as for you. You see, and this is simply a process, and there is no rush. There's no rush at all.
Great.
You all want to be there now, but you want to miss the journey. The journey in this environment of exploration is part of the process. You face an obstacle, you overcome it, you go along for a little bit, you raise your vibration, and you face a new obstacle. And you overcome that, and if you keep doing that, you will make it to where you want to go. If you never do that, you will never make it to where you want to go. And so you are overcoming obstacles and you are pushing past fear and you are all doing the work and you are all realizing that your alignment is the most important thing and you are feeling inspiration and you are knowing whether or not the fear is preventing you from acting or not. And you are working and growing and becoming examples of alignment for everyone else. And you're doing exactly what you intend to do. And this is proven because you are here now with each other. And if you are listening to this, it is proven because you have found this information somehow. And you are all on the leading edge and you are all doing magnificently and there's nothing more that you have to do. There is no agenda here. There are no goals. The only thing to do is to understand how the system works and then work on how you feel. And if you can figure out how to feel good, you will move more rapidly than you can ever imagine. If you can understand that there is no wrong, you can move more rapidly than you ever imagined. If you know the universe is working things out for you and you don't have to control any of it, you will move rapidly to where you want to go. There is no wrong. If it's happening in your reality, it's for you. If you feel negative emotion, it's just resistance to what is happening. What is happening is perfect. If you view it as imperfect ever, it's because you have a limiting belief. If you wish it was different than it is, it's because you are being a victim in the old approach to life. If you're looking at something with new, fresh eyes saying, isn't that interesting how they're experiencing reality? Isn't it interesting how I'm not feeling too much negative emotion? Isn't it interesting how I'm allowing everyone to be who they are? Isn't it cool how I am no longer impatient? I no longer regret the past. I no longer worry about the future. Isn't it interesting how my manifestation events seem smaller and smaller? Isn't it interesting how more things are coming to me? Isn't it interesting how I'm receiving more inspiration? Things are getting bigger and better and more wonderful every day. Don't resist it and don't wish it's different than it is. If it's not happening fast enough, you can work on another limiting belief. And with that, we are complete. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Excellent here. Questions.
Wow. Thank you.
Excellent answers. Wow. Thank you.
Holy Toledo. Thank you.
Okay. Bye,
thank
guys.
You, Care.
Bye.
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 Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.